Picking up on the top line of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the previous Amud, we had quoted the Mishnah, and the Mishnah seems to be a problem of some sort of derabbanan ribis, if at the end of the day the person who is agreeing to provide the wine himself doesn't have the wine. But then the Gemara asked, on about the 11th, 12th line, on Samach Beis Amud Beis, so what if he doesn't have wine? If he can purchase wine somewhere else easily, it shouldn't be a problem. And we had Rava's approach, and then we had Abaye's approach about 10 lines later, and then in the bottom line, Rava said that he's going to go with the Reb Oishia Bryce that we'll see now, starting on the second line of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. This is a 11-line Bryce that we marked off already. So imagine it was a loan. Let's say I owed Bob $100. V'halach v'amad al groinoi. And now Bob comes and he's standing, I don't know, looking at his cell phone, learning a Kahati Mishnah, but he's kind of standing there right near my threshing floor. For Amar, and he says, listen, Horowitz, ten lima oisai shani reitz likach behen chitin. I'd like my money now that you owe me. I want to purchase wheat. The Amar loy, and I say to him, well, you'll never guess what, Bob. Chitin yeshli shani noisalach. I happen to actually have wheat, which I will provide for you. Tseva asan alai, you know what? Let's make a deal here. Kishar shalakshav, whatever $100, which is what I owe you, we'll use whatever today's market price, the $100 of will get you, and I will provide you whenever you need with wheat. Okay. And he gets whatever the wheat was. Comma. Let's say a month or two passes. He giyas man chitin limkor. Now, what does it mean? The time to sell the wheat had arrived. What does that mean? So a lot of times there's sort of like an understood higher price that the market will have during various cycles, and a person who has the wheat, who doesn't necessarily need it for themselves, will sell, like everyone tries to do, sell high. So the fellow shows back up, Amarloy, and says to me, hey, Horowitz, okay, I like my wheat now, ten lichitin, shani roitz lemayuchan, I'd like to sell the velikach ben yayin and purchase wine. Amarloy, I see back to the fellow, I say, hey, Bob, you're in luck. Yeshli Yayin, I happen to have some wine, Shani Noisen Lach, which I will provide for you. Save us on Ali, let's make an accounting. Kishar Shalakshav, whatever the current price of that amount of wheat is, you'll have that much as a credit towards the wine that I have. Okay, and he agrees. Then a few months later, Pasikiyas Man Yain Limkor, the time to sell the wine arrives. Vamarlai, and he comes back and he says, Horowitz. All right, like my wine, Tainli Yenish, and he writes to Lemaichra, I'd like to sell it now, Velikach Boy Shemin, and purchase oil. Amar Loi, I say, Bob, you're in luck. Shemin Yeshli, I actually have oil, Shani Noisenach, which I'll provide to you. Let's make a deal, Tseva Asahu Alai, Kishar Shalakshav, whatever the amount of wine that you have as a credit by me, we'll see what the market price is. And you'll have that much in oil. Comma. And here's really the main point of this whole brisa. Kulam. In each one of those stages, im yeshloi mutter, comma, im einloi usser. If, in this case, is me, if I, Horowitz, I was supposed to provide the wheat and he wanted to get wine with it, and I said to him, you know, you'll have wine. If I currently have wine, then it's mutter. If I don't have the wine, then it's usser. And that would be in line with our Mishnah, which concluded the Mishnah, I guess, let's see, 1, 2 at the bottom of Samach Amud Beis, which had said that if the provider has wine at that time, it works. If he doesn't, it doesn't. The Rashi, I believe, prefers to take the next four words, the first four words of the next line out, so we'll put them in parentheses, and we'll pick up the Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Rava says, from here, this Tanaic source, Shmamina, Midrab Oishia, Tlas, three things, colon. We can conclude three things. Most of them we've already pointed out already. Number one, Shmamina, de ma'amidin malva algabe peirois. The first thing that we could do is, let's say there's a loan that, you know, I had borrowed $100 from Bob, I owed Bob the $100. You could be ma'amid that onto pay raise. So take the, like the $100, say the $100 credit, and use whatever today's price is to enter into a forward contract that the pay raise will be, even though there's no money exchanged at that time, that'll work for loyam rinan. And we don't say that it's a problem, which we had mentioned that this could potentially be a problem, that, hey, this is not ki isra habali adayhu. There's like no isra here would be in the term of like an isra, a coin, a money. There's no cash changing hands. No, it's not a problem, even though it's only money that is owed. Comma. Number two, second thing we can conclude, Shmamina, who deyeshle, that is pretty clear that the one who is promising to provide the produce has to currently have the produce. And by the way, if he doesn't have it, you can't do this type of deal. Now, if there was being cash being paid at that stage, then it's okay. But if there's no cash being paid at that stage and the one who's supposed to provide the produce doesn't have the produce, you can't do it. And Shmamina number three, Isa Lidur Rav Yanai, that we do hold of that which we'll see Rav Yanai says right now, Damar Rav Yanai, Mali Hain, Mali Demehen. When it comes time to pay off, it does not make much of a difference whether he has it, let's say the wheat, let's say the contract was for 100 pounds of wheat. So Mali Hain or Mali Demehen, the cash equivalent of the wheat. If somebody paid 6 months ago $100 for 100 pounds of wheat, and now when they're coming to collect the 100 pounds of wheat, it's worth $120, it really makes no difference. If I could pay them the wheat, which is worth $120, I could pay them $120 also because I could go out and buy the wheat with that, or the wheat is the equivalent of $120. De Itmar, that is actually a point of machlokas, as we'll see right now, between Rav and Rav Yanai. We're going like Rav Yanai, but here's the machlokas. Rav, who I circled, we'll read the next two lines, then we'll explain. Rav says, Oisin amana beperos fe ein oisin amana bedamim. Whereas Rabbi Yanai, who we circled Amar, he says makes no difference. Ma li hein, ma li demehen. So let's go back. Rav said oisin amana beperos. Somebody's allowed to give money be amana. In other words, giving money to somebody who's a supplier based on today's market price, on the condition that I will receive payros in the future, even if those payros are worth more. That is okay when you're dealing with payros. But ein oisin amana, you're not allowed to do that same type of deal at the start to say, listen, I'm going to make an agreement for payros to receive, and here it's pretty clear, the money that those payros are worth in the future. Why? Because since, let's say, right now $100 is being given, and the agreement is to give back the money at the time, and then 120 is given back later, that is too close to an interest problem. Whereas Rabbi Yanai says, makes no difference. If it's totally fine, which it is, to give 120 in payros in the future, it should be able to be totally fine to give 120 in money. Ma li hein, ma li demehen. Meisvei, we have a Tanaic source that would seem to indicate otherwise. It's basically the last line of the 11-line Tanaic source from the top of the page. It said here, we'll box it off, all five words, kulam im yeshloi mutter. Sounds like only if you have the payros, but if you don't actually have the payros, you can't do it. Well, Amar Rav Huna, I half-boxed Rav Huna, and two lines later, almost underneath, I half-boxed Shmuel. Two approaches, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Bishamashach, you know what? The purchaser of the payros actually kind of already legally acquired it by doing a mashicha. He might have left it in the property of the seller for the time being, but he already acquired it. Well, says the Gemara, 1 second, that's like too simple. I bishamashach, tzricha lememar? Would you have to tell me that? Like, of course it's his. And if it goes up in price, it's his increase in price. Ella? So I squiggle under the Ella El Kagain. He didn't exactly do a mashicha, rather, there was a special corner in the provider's, I don't know, living room or his storehouse, like the northeast corner, where that stuff was put over there, but he never actually, the purchaser never actually did a mashicha. Okay, Shmuel Amar, Hamani, Shmuel says, well, who would be this opinion? None other than the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Hi de Amar, and we'll see a Brisa coming up shortly that brings out Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He's the opinion that says if you have a deal where there's tzad echad beribis, that is actually mutter. In other words, if the deal is, hey Bob, can I borrow $100 and I'm going to pay you back $120? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That's ribbis, and that's a problem. But how about if the deal is in such a way where ribbis might end up being paid? On the other hand, there's a deal, a part of that deal is maybe it won't be paid. That's actually okay. Where it's not guaranteed, it's okay. Disanya. And here's a brisa, which brings out that that sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, as well as his bar plukta. The brisa goes 4, 2, 4, 6, about 8 lines, and starts here. Imagine that I owed Bob $100. And I, who owe Bob $100, I say, you know what, Bob, listen, you got to give me, I don't know, 6 months more to pay you back. But I'm going to make right now this field, I have a field here, we'll say maybe some apple trees and the apples are on it. That's going to be a mecher. It doesn't mean I made a mecher. Basically, if I default on the loan, it's yours from now. Bizman shahamoicher oichel peros. So as long as during that interim period, I, the one who owes the money, am consuming the peros, that's fine. However, the loikeach oichel peros would be usser. If it's the loikeach of the field who's the one who lent me the money, that's going to be a problem. Because essentially, let's say he's eating all these peros during the 6 months, and then I pay him back, so he got all of the money back from the loan plus the peros, that's a problem of ribbis. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who we boxed, Imer, oh no. Even in that type of deal, if it's the loikeach, the one who had lent out the money, who's eating the peiros, it is permissible. And again, it's because it's sort of like an indirect ribbis that may or may not happen. In other words, if I pay back the loan, then he's got his money back, the one who lent it to me, and he also has the peiros that he ate during the interim period. But let's say I don't pay back the loan. Then he seizes the field, which actually retroactively was his field in the first place. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I underline Rabbi Yehuda's name, and Rabbi Yehuda says that he actually has a maisa that would sort of back up his opinion. Maisa with Baitis ben Zainin, the person who he had somebody that he owed money to, and he didn't have the money to pay, or didn't want to pay the money either way. Sha'asa sadeu mecher, and he did this type of deal where he had a field, and he told the person that from now the field is like yours. If I don't pay you back, I'll pee. And he did it via the rabbinical authority of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ve'loikeach oichel peiros haya. And you know who was eating the peiros in that whole interim period? It was the loikeach. That would sort of support Rabbi Yehuda. Amruloi, I underline the Amruloi, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, you kind of got the story confused, Misham, right? You're trying to bring a proof from that story? It wasn't the Loikeach who was in the Paris there, the Moicher Eichel Paris Haya, the Loikeach. And therefore, it would be no proof from that story. Now, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda takes his opinion and changes it, it just didn't have that further support. That's the end of the Tanaic source. My Beinayu, what is the main, that ikkar essential point of machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Well, Amar Abaye, I circled Abaye, and a line later I circled Rava. Abaye says it's exactly how he had introduced it, as it's Sadech HaBeribesik Beinayu, the issue of if there's a deal, and there may be a interest that would be a result of the deal, there may not be, then that's okay, even if the interest is paid, in this case, the produce of the field. Rava, who we circled Amar, no, it's a different issue, it's Ribis Almanas Lahachzir Ika Beinayu. The way that Rava learns it is that Ribis Almanas Lahachzir, Rabbi Yehuda himself, wouldn't permit the person who ate the produce to eat that produce and not have to compensate anyone unless the loan was defaulted. So if the loan was defaulted on, it turns out that the field is really his retroactively. But if it wasn't defaulted on and paid back, then all the peiros that he had consumed, he'll have to compensate for that. Amar Rava. I would double underline Rava's name over here and put a number one in the margin. And on Amud Bey's 2, 4, 6 lines down, I would double underline Rava and Rav Yosef and put a number 2 in the margin. Both of them are going to be coming off the same issue. So let's see Rava. Says Rava, Hashta d'amar Rav Yanai. Now that Rav Yanai has told us, as we saw about 15 lines ago, the following in a phrase marking, Mali Hain, Mali Demehen, and the phrase marking, connector, Amrinan, comma, then here's another phrase, 6 words, Mali Demehen, Mali Hain, and the phrase marking, connector, Nami Amrinan. So I'm going to read that again. Says Rava, now that we see that Rav Yanai says, Mali Hain, Mali Demehen, Amrinan, that we say that principle of, what difference does it make if at the end he's providing the produce, which is worth more, or the equivalent value of the produce, then also mali demehen mali hein nami amrinan. At the beginning of the deal, what difference does it make if he gives the money, or what difference does it make if it's the produce? We'll also say, and what's the result of that? Upaiskin al sharsha b'shuk. And therefore, if somebody has money, they're able to give a money to a provider, even, and here's the main thing, that the provider currently doesn't have the produce, but he has the money, and therefore, what does it make a difference? If he has the money, he could go right down the street and buy it and provide it. They bring the following Tanaic source. That would apparently be a difficulty for Rava's opinion. The Tanaic source goes for almost a line and starts here, and I think we've seen this a few times. It's the last line of that brice at the top of Samach and Lamed Aleph. Kulam, in all these cases, im yeshli mutter, if he has the produce, it's okay, but imeinlo, if he doesn't, it would be usser. So over here, it seemed like Rav was concluding that even though he doesn't have the produce, it's permissible. Amalahusa says Rav back to those who questioned him. Well, no, they're two separate cases. That was when it was in the context of a loan. Hasam halva. It was either a loan or some sort of transfer of the loan where there's no cash, it changes hands at all. Whereas hacha, over here, zvini. The seller is getting cash at the time, and therefore it is okay. I dot underlined hacha zvini. By the way, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines later, the first two words of the line are hacha zvini. I also dot underlined there hacha zvini. Let's go to a second understanding. Rab and Rav Yosef, damri travayu, my time amu rabbanan, which I guess this is what Rav had concluded on the second line, but why did what's the reasoning behind that which the rabbi said? Paiskin al sharsha b'shuk, that if I am a provider, I can enter into a forward contract with somebody who's going to give me money, v'afal pi sheinlo, even though I don't currently have the produce. Well, here's another angle with which to view why it's permissible. What's the potential issue that the lokeach paid $100 for some sort of produce, and a month later he's going to get $120 worth of produce? Well, that's true. It's also another perspective. Da Amar Lay, the purchaser who paid the money, can say, if it happens that when he gets the produce, it's risen in value, he could say, well, you're not doing me any favors. Shkila tivuseich v'shad yachis, you could take your favors and throw them on a thorn bush. My ahanesli, what real benefit did you give me? I had to pay you money a month ago. Let's say I had that money a month ago. Ihavili zuzi biyadi. Well, havi mizavnina behini ubishili bizoila. I would be able to purchase it back then somewhere else also for the same cheap price. You're not doing me any favors. Amale Abaye. I underline Abaye. Abaye has a question that he asked Rav Yosef. He says, 1 second. If you're going to say that, elamiata, it should be permissible. Lilvois sa'a bisa'a. A person should be able to borrow a pound of flour and return that pound of flour a month later, even though it's worth more. We know that's not allowed. Mishum de matzi amarle, because the malva who was lending it out is going to say, when he receives back the flour that's worth a little bit more, he's going to say, shkila tivuseich v'shadya chizra. Listen, you can take your favors and throw it on the thorn bush. Basically, you ain't doing me no favors. De amarle, because the malva can say to him, oh, I'm saying, I lent you a month ago the wheat. What? Chiti de kadchi be'achlaboy? You think if I would have kept the weed, I would have kept it in a negligent way and it would have like sprouted and gotten ruined? No, what if I would have had the wheat? So you're paying back the wheat. Great. You're not doing me no favors. That's the question Abaye asks Amarle. And then the Amarle, Rav Yosef responds to Abaye and says, once again, there's a big difference. Hasam over there, it's a halva'a. Where it's in the context of a loan. In other words, the context of the loan, always in the context of a loan, is closer to being a ribis problem. Whereas hacha, once again over here, it is a zvini. It was in the context of a sale. Kama. Amrli Ravada Barava le Rava. So Ravada Barava says to Rava, but there's one more technicality over here, that a person normally who needs something can't go directly to the wholesalers. A lot of time they'll pay a little fee to a middleman who will get them what they need. But by entering into this forward contract, he saves himself that necessity. Didn't he like save himself, I don't know, the $30 or $50 he'd have to pay the middleman? Safsira is the middleman or the broker who arranges the purchases. Well, Amarle, Says back Rava, you know what? In these forward contract cases, he'd have to throw in that amount also so that he's genuinely not gaining anything. Whereas Ravashi, who's a second approach, Amar, he says, doesn't have to throw in anything. You know why? Because cash is king. Money talks. When you have purchasers who have financial ability to purchase thing, the sellers make their way, even if there's no middlemen, to the potential purchases. Zusi de Inchi. Inu avdile safsi ruse. The cash of a person or the money of a person function as a very effective middleman indeed. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Travayu, two of them said together, I guess just like they did about 12 lines ago, Haiman d'yoy zuzi a tara charifa. The tara charifa is the early price. So up until now, we've basically been talking about once the produce in question is on the market and there's already a known market price per unit. Here is the early price. So somebody gave money. Let's say I gave money to Bob for I don't know, 5 pounds of wheat, but it's only there's no real wheat yet on the market. There's a few, but not much. It would be necessary for basically this to be done face to face or to be appear face to face at the actual threshing area. So the one who is selling the produce, the purchaser would have to be there to make this deal. Now, why does he have to be there? The Gemara wants some clarity. Lemai, colon, E-I squiggle on the word E-Lemikna. If it's to make some sort of acquisition, well, Ha Loi Kani is not making an acquisition at that time, if he's just standing there. E-I squiggle on the word E-Lekabuli Ale Mishapara. If it's to, if he backs out, that he would receive the Mishapara, that the Lord who exacts retribution from the people who built the Tower of Babel and from the generation of the flood and from others. Well, Kiloy Mischazi Nami, even if he doesn't appear at that place at that time, he'll also, if he backs out, Mekabala Mishapara. So what's the reason he has to be there? And here's the reason why. La'olam L'kabuliale Mishapara. It's that a Mishapara will be given to this person. He'll get this terrible curse if he backs out. Only if he appears, though, at the actual threshing floor where the produce is being produced. Mandia Izuzi Atara Harifa. The general understanding is that if somebody gives cash payments on at the early season, the early price, before everyone has the produce, he does that to a few different potential suppliers. Lebe Trey Tlasa Yoiv. Let's get a bakery. He knows he needs flour, so he'll go to two or three different suppliers to get the flour, and is paying the money going to clench the deal? Well, it never clenches the deal, but will you get a Mishapara if you back out of it? Imischazi lay, if the loikeach appears before the seller to inspect the produce, then samcha daite. There's a reliance of the seller that, you know what, this guy is not going to back out, and he knows that he could rely on this purchaser. And therefore, if he backs out, the seller, he, not the purchaser, but the seller, if the seller backs out and says, listen, take your money back, he would get a Misha Parvi low. But if the potential, if the buyer who's giving the money does not appear, Amar Lei, the seller, if he backs out, can say, listen, Amina, I figured you didn't even come to like the threshing floor area to check out the produce as it was being produced. I figured ishtachach piri deshpiri midi. You must have found some produce better than mine. V'shachas and taken that. Period. Amar Rav Ashi, hashad amres mishum mismach daite. Now that we've just explained things, that it depends on the reliance of the parties that the deal is going to go through. Then afilu ashrei b'shuka. It doesn't actually have to. Like, it doesn't actually to come and appear before the meicher at the threshing floor. Even if they meet each other in at the shtibel or in the market, v'amar le'ani tells him that's enough. Samcha daite, that he will have an attitude of relying that this deal is going to go through. I'm Rav Nachman. I would put a diamond around Rav Nachman here. A line and a half later, I would put a diamond around Rav Nachman again. And about seven lines later, last word on the line is Rav. First word on the line, the next line is Nachman, and put a diamond around that. We'll do the first two of Nachman, and then we'll call it a shear. I'm Rav Nachman. Klala de Ribisa, the basic general rule of what the issue of Ribis is, when it's a problem, and I double underline these five words, kol agar natarle usur. Any agar is a benefit or increase or wages or money. Natar is like the word shamar, like the neture kartar, the shamre ha'ir, basically guarding or waiting. Any wages or increase that you get for waiting for the money that you lent out to come back to you, that's usur. Okay, Vam Rav Nachman, here's another Rav Nachman. Haimen Diyoiv Zuzi, if you have a purchaser who gave money, le ki ra'a for wax, he needs wax, ve'ka azli arba, and the wax goes, let's say, for four wax cubes per dollar. Ve'amarle, and the seller says, okay, I'll take your money now, and yahivnalach chamish, I'll give you five wax cubes per dollar in the future. Isnehu gabe, it depends, colon, if he, the supplier of the wax cubes, the seller, has them currently with him, then shari is permissible. Lesnehu gabe, if he doesn't have them, it would be usur. Which is basically what we've said this whole last daf and a half, in which case the Gemara asks, pshita, yeah, if the provider has the merchandise, then he can enter into this type of contract. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Isn't that pashut? Well, no, it's not so pashut over here, because this is slightly different case. Lo, rather, tzricha de isle ashray b'mata. This seller of the wax himself doesn't have the wax, but he also has some sort of forward contract in the big city to be provided wax. He's sort of like maybe almost like a middle man, buys from the wholesalers, sells to the maybe we'll call him a retailer to the clients. Now, the Tami might have thought to say, "Kevin de isle ashray b'mata," since after all he has already forward contracts to purchase wax in town. Then it's similar to a case that we've had before. This is a phrase, the next five words, that it's similar to a case where if a person says, listen, my son has to come and get the stuff, or I'm not sure what the key is, I have the stuff, and you might have thought this is like that type of case, dummy. The chiddush here is, kama kamash malan. Oh no. Kevan de mechasri guvaina, since the wax in this case that the one is selling, he himself hasn't collected it yet, it's lacking collection. Kemandales nu dummy, it's not as though he has it, rather it's as though he does not have it, and it would be problematic. Adkan.